Hello. The exercises for this week will start, after you've done your breathing exercises, with hums, as usual. But this time, instead of humming down scales, let's hum to the Ash Grove. Everybody knows this tune, and I shall do it in a key that's comfortable for everybody. So you get that tune, which is repeated. Do those to an M hum, with the tall mouth shape. The middle section. Do that to an N hum. That's the one with the letterbox lip shape, and feel that the cheeks are really lifted high. And then the repeat of the first section at the end. Do that to an NG hum. So with a wide jaw, the NG as if you're singing the end of a word with ING, singing ng, the NG sound there. So here we go then. Good posture. And the M hum, a tall mouth shape, a breath. Still an M. Now the N hum. And an NG hum. Now, we'll do that once again. Now, really concentrate on getting that buzz of sound at the front of the face. Lift the eyebrows, feel that sense of excitement inside, and try to get the feel of the buzz just behind the eyes and up around the nose. So here we go once again. M hum to start. Breath. N-hum. N-G-hum. It's a tune you don't have to think about much, so I'm going to use this for the second exercise, vocalisation. So here we want real tonal projection on vowel sounds. We're going to start with oo for the first section, sung quite gently. When we go into the middle section, we'll sing it to the e vowel sound. Keep exactly the same lip shape as for the oo, though. And then when we repeat the first section again at the end, we'll sing that loudly on an ah vowel sound. Now, when you're singing that ah again, like the N hum, feel that you're lifting the cheekbones as high as you possibly can to get the brightness into the sound. Still the big space at the back of the throat. So here we go, the Ash Grove again. Oo gently at the beginning, the E for the middle section a bit louder, and then the ah at the end loudly. So here we go, breath. Keep the lips forward. Loud sadly, to the ah vowel sound. Feel that you're doing this to really project the sound. Feel the sound going not just in front of your mouth. Feel that the sound is going right out the sides as well. We want that sound to really project. And you do that by making sure that the posture is good. You're feeling you're lifting the breath upwards all the time. And good space at the back of the mouth. We'll do it once again. This time I'll do it just that little bit higher now, so that you can get a really good sense of projection. So here we go. Stronger sound to the E. Now very strong for R. A third exercise to really concentrate on intonation, keeping the tuning, particularly as we are descending scales, making sure that you think of coming down a ladder, making sure that your foot goes on top of the rung, not kicking against the rung and then slipping down to the next one. So all the time be feeling that you're just going down the scale on top of the next note. So we'll go down this scale from here. We'll just do these to ah, but it's really all about listening. Partly listening and also keeping that breath being lifted into the sound. So shoulders back and down, just down this scale to ah, quite gently. We're very used to doing major scales, but let's now do the melodic minor scale, ascending and descending. As you go up the scale, make sure that you really lift that sixth and seventh note here, and the seventh there, up into the top there. And coming down, it comes down with tones, so that's much easier, keeping the tuning coming down on this one. But make sure that you really lift on the way up. So here we go, still to R. Breath. And coming down. We'll do it once again. Breath. More difficult now, the chromatic scale. So we'll just do this one scale. Hum it first of all, but be very careful. Semitones going upwards because of human inertia tend to often, particularly when you're getting towards the top of the scale, want to get a little bit smaller than a semitone really is. So make sure that you are really lifting those semitones on the way up. And then on the way down, make the semitone small. So here we go. Breath. Those really are quite difficult and well worth doing again. We'll do one more, but really listen carefully. Be very careful when you come down that very first interval from the top note, only that tiny semitone. Semitones are bigger going up than they are coming down. So here we go again. Breath. The first time we did it to a hum, this time do it to an R sound. Breath. Arpeggios. We're used to doing arpeggios, just a major arpeggio. Let's do that to sound ah, breath. Now let's do it to the minor, breath, still ah. Now a major one. And a minor. Another one. Major. And minor. Articulation, we've had a number of tongue twisters over the weeks. This time, let's sing the big bloke bled in the big blue bed. And we'll just do it coming down a scale, but we'll take two notes of the scale for each of those phrases. The big bloke bled in the big blue bed. The big bloke bled in the big blue bed. The big bloke bled in the big blue bed. The big bloke bled in big blue bed. A little bit faster. Breath. The big bloke bled in the big blue bed. The big bloke bled in the big blue bed. The big And finally, thinking about engaging the diaphragm. If we sing these octaves, the word love, putting the V on the top note. So, love. So it's just going to be virtually a hum on the V at the top. But do feel that you're really pulling the tummy in and upwards as you use this labiodental voiceless fricative on the V, love at the top. Love. Okay, breath. And another. And another. And one more. Breath. Singing is so much about imagination. And to use your imagination, you really need to be singing from memory. Now, we have done a couple of folk songs and Moon River. These are pieces that I would like you to really have from memory so that you can concentrate entirely on the performance aspects, getting all the nice clear sounds, good posture, breathing, tonal quality, projection, articulation, the diction, as well as how you're going to present the song and your sense of communication. So we'll just run through these songs. We'll start with the Fisherman's Night Song. Let's hope you can remember it. You may have to go back to one of the previous sessions to find it, or you might have printed it off if you have forgotten the words. But please aim to get these three items from memory. So the Fisherman's Night Song. And Afton Water. And finally, Moon River. I'll do it in the lower key so that it's comfortable for everyone. But you can go back to the other performances, the other times that we have done it, and you'll find it in the higher key if that's better for you.